Good morning. And how are you? Happy Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday, as you all know by now. It's because we can come back and we just turn to the Lord and we give thanks. And this year, as we give thanks, as I was praying early this morning and I was going through the readings, as the hardest times for me to preach, of course, is Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter, because, you know, I've been here 17 years, and so I've preached on all these things 17 times, and so it's hard to sit there and think of other things to say about the same thing. Except this morning when I was praying with the second reading, it's, to me, it was unbelievable, like how I never got this before. I don't know where I am sometimes, but in 1 Corinthians, shut up, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, I give thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus. And so what was Paul giving thanks for? He was giving thanks for others. And often, you know, we give thanks for our blessings and different things, but just to give thanks for others. And so this morning, and again, as I was praying, and I thought, the people that I have to give thanks for are, and I would encourage us all to sit there and think about this today, is first the person that brought you to God. The one who brought you, or the ones who taught you about Jesus, or taught you about the faith, or taught you that there was a God to be thankful for, and a God to be thankful to. And so for me, of course, it was my mother when I was a little boy, and I never forget, you know, I'd sit there and wait. And my mother wasn't a big churchgoer, but she sat there and she made sure that we knelt next to the bed every night and we prayed. And she taught me the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Angel of God, and the Glory Be. And kneeling there every night with me and teaching me to pray when I was a little boy. And then, of course, it was my grandmother. It's all these women in my life. But my grandmother was, of course, the one that would pick me up, and she was my godmother. My grandmother was also my godmother, and take me to church every Sunday. Since my family didn't go, my grandmother made sure that we went. And my earliest experience of God was at Old St. Patrick's Church in downtown Pittsburgh, going there, lighting candles for my family and who had died and everything else. See, I did have devotion to the poor souls way before other people, but I won't go there. But the reality is that these people sat there and they brought me to God. And to just be grateful for that, that someone actually brought me to God. And I didn't have to know God, did I? Neither did you. What a grace and what a blessing is all of us who are here today, somebody, it was a person who somehow introduced you to God. And then I was sitting there thinking, and not just that, but to be thankful for the people in my family. Because sometimes, especially around holidays, I don't know about you people, but sometimes, like when you're sitting there thinking about going home today and spending time with family, it could either be a day of great joy or a day of dread, right? Because you sit there and you might think about the people that drive you nuts that are coming over today, or that you're going over to their house. And you sit there and think, okay, I'll get through this. But what I was thinking this morning is that even those people that drive me crazy in my family, isn't there something to be grateful for about them? You know, normally we look at what drives us crazy about our family members. You know, our spouse that doesn't do everything right and it drives me crazy, or my kid that's not doing this, or my parents that aren't doing this, or my in-laws that are like this. Well, that, sure, we can do it. But maybe today we can sit there and think, there got to be something in their life that we're grateful for. There's something in them that's good that we can be grateful for. And today we look at them with gratitude instead of with judgment. That'd be an interesting Thanksgiving, huh? If today we decided that everybody that comes to my house, or everybody's house I go to, I will not greet them with judgment, but I will greet them with gratitude in my heart, and really go out of my way to think, what is it about this person who usually drives me crazy that I am most grateful for? And then I was going to the people who serve us. And there's all kinds of people that serve us, huh? There's the people that, very simple, pick up our garbage every once a week, or people that bring us our mail every day, or the UPS guy, whatever it is, who sits there and comes. And, you know, again, we just take people for granted. You know, again, it could be like people you don't like. Like you might love the president or you might hate the president. Well, let's say you hate the president. Is there something about him that you could be grateful for? Something? Or is it all bad? Because what we do is we demonize people and we only see the evil in people we don't agree with. Well, maybe today we'd take one look at someone and say, okay, this person I can't stand. The Pope, for some of you. This person that drives me crazy. What one thing am I grateful for about them? Because again, everybody has the good and the bad inside of them. Everybody has stuff that drives us crazy, but they're still good. And if we look long enough and hard enough, we can see it. And then what we do is we don't just see it, but we thank God today for that. That we go out of our way to look at those people and see good in everybody. And not just see good in him and say, ugh. But then go to the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for that in them. Because all those little glimpses of stuff to be gratitude is God inside of them, right? That's how God comes through that person. Mightn't be the way you like or I like, but that is God inside that person. And today on Thanksgiving, maybe we just get a chance to look at things differently. Instead of judgment, with gratitude. Gratitude to God, to all the people he puts in our life. And that might make us just a little bit more grateful on this Thanksgiving day. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.